All heaven hears our praise and thanksgiving to God. June 29. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened, and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord, and that thought upon his name. Two classes of witnesses are presented in the prophets, Malachi's words. Of the first class it is written, "Your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord. Ye have said, It is vain to serve God, and what profit is it that we have kept his ordinance, and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts?" These words describe those who ought to have better represented the precious truth, who ought to have been an example to those newly come to the faith. For all who follow him, the Lord has prepared a rich feast of heavenly things. He has ordained that those who follow him shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The Lord does not call upon his believing, obedient followers to cover the altar with tears, but to walk cheerfully and happily along. Malachi turns away from the dark picture that Satan presents to these professed followers of Jesus Christ, for it is a libel on the paternal character of God. Satan has framed this picture for the contemplation of poor, unbelieving, mourning souls, and they have hung it up in memory's hall where they can gaze upon it. But the Lord has presented another picture for the contemplation of every believer. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened. Do the believers who meet in their small assemblies in humble churches or in private houses often look upon this picture framed by the Lord of hosts? What a hope-inspiring picture is this, where the Lord is represented as bending down and hearkening to the testimonies borne by his witnesses. What inspiration it should give us to consider the fact that all the heavenly universe is represented as listening with pleasure to the words that are spoken exalting the name of God in the earth. The words to which God and the angels listen with delight are words of appreciation for the great gift that has been made to the world in the only begotten Son of God. Every word of praise for the blessing of the light of truth that has come in messages of warning, and that has dispelled the darkness of error, is written in the heavenly records.